A new Mrs. America was crowned Wednesday night following a glitzy, glamorous show in Tucson, Arizona, presided over by actress Floris Henderson of Brady Bunch fame. As KBBI's Aaron Selvig reports, the winner is...
Here we are.
So begins an online video documenting the week-long 2012 Mrs. America pageant, which wrapped up Wednesday night at the Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort in Tucson. In the video, the 50 wives and mothers who came to represent their states are seen preparing for the competition, attending cocktail parties, glamorous soirees, and even an Arizona Diamondbacks baseball game. But Mrs. Alaska, 40-year-old Homer mother of three Vicky Sarber, says the week wasn't all fun and games. A lot of preparation went into the contest, and the week was packed full of activities for the women. Sarber says she has competed in beauty pageants before, but not since she was a teenager. She entered the Mrs. Alaska contest earlier this year, not expecting to win. And when she did win, she found herself traveling to Tucson to represent Alaska, where she totally did not expect to win.
I didn't see this coming at all. And if you could see the women that are participating in this pageant, they are 50, dynamic, beautiful, mostly younger than me, women. And I'm standing there and kept waiting to hear my name to be eliminated. And then it got down to myself and Mrs. North Carolina. Again, tall, drop-dead gorgeous. And I kept thinking, is this really happening?
It's time to write a new page of pageant history. Are you ready? The first runner-up is Mrs. North Carolina.
Mrs. America, Mrs. Alaska. Congratulations.
When they called my name, I had to watch it again on video this morning, and I saw myself say, oh, my God. I just could not believe it. Very honored, shocked. But very humbling moment for myself that these particular judges would find something in me worthy of such an honor.
Part of Sarber's advantage in the contest may have been the fact that she is an Alaskan. Her introduction during the evening wear portion of the pageant certainly was a little bit different.
Mrs. Alaska, Vicky Sarber, is involved in Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts, the Relay for Life, Community Cleanup, and Adopt a Park. She enjoys gardening, wine tasting, volunteering as a children's advocate, and raising chickens.
I think being from Alaska, of course, sets women apart anyway, because we seem to be a little bit more adventurous, a little more self-reliant and outdoorsy than most women across the country. So it's always fun to hear what everybody does. But Alaska, I think, in particular, always has something unique about what we bring.
The Sarber family, including Vicky, husband Greg, and three kids, is originally from Anchorage. They moved to Homer last year, Mrs. Sarber says, to slow down a little bit and enjoy the experience of the children growing up. Sarber is an interior decorator by trade, but has been taking time off since the move to Homer to spend time with her kids, 9-year-old Jackson, 8-year-old Vianne, and 2-year-old Pinky. Up next for Sarber is more competition, this time in the Mrs. World pageant. In addition, she'll be making some public appearances across the country over the next year in her new role as Mrs. America. But she says she will not let her crown get in the way of her family life, and she promises she won't let the title of Mrs. America go to her head.
My obligations are mostly just the world pageant, and then anything in your community. You know, I'm still involved with doing stuff around the community, and that won't change at all. So I'm still going to be a Homer girl.
In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig. Okay.